If a forest fire is contained quickly, it might mean lives were saved. We might never read or hear about it. And in some cases, it may be because an air tanker was deployed. This is a plane designed to drop retardant on forest fires. The U.S. Forest Service is about to get its hands on a new generation of air tankers, as Scott Graff of Boise State Public Radio reports.
Bill Honenberg admits he was skeptical of how helpful a next generation of air tanker would be in fighting western wildfires. That was until August 2012, when Honenberg was leading the fight against a new fire burning in the Idaho mountains. He says if firefighters couldn't get a handle on it quickly, there was a chance it would be unusually destructive.
There was a high likelihood we would have been managing that fire for, rather than a few more days, probably a few more weeks.
Honenberg is an incident commander with the Forest Service. He says the Springs fire was at risk of jumping over a mountain and burning into two small towns. Honenberg had just a few hours to get fire retardant on the ground.
At that point, we're looking for the biggest, heaviest hammer we could bring to the table.
That hammer was sitting at the Boise Airport, about 40 miles away. It was a giant DC-10 air tanker the government had just hired to fight such fires. Two retardant drops later, the fire was boxed in and ground crews began to get the upper hand. It turned out to be sort of a non-event.
Once an air tanker is contained that fire, we never see that because it doesn't show up on the news.
Scott Fisher oversaw the Forest Service's air tanker program until his retirement this summer. The DC-10 used on the Springs fire was part of the agency's effort to grow and modernize the tanker fleet. See, in 2000, the government had more than 40 air tankers on contract, but many were built during World War II and the Cold War. And two crashes of so-called legacy air tankers led many to be parked for good. The number of air tankers would later fall to just 9, and Fisher says that was too low.
Not having sufficient resources caused the system to be stretched, and certainly because of that, there were fires that we just did not get to.
So the government issued a call to contractors for what's known as next-generation air tankers. The Forest Service required they be jet-powered, able to carry at least 3,000 gallons of retardant, and capable of flying at a speed of 300 knots. The same DC-10 that flew over Idaho's Springs fire 2 years ago has been back in the state this summer. Les Dixon manages the Boise air tanker base where the jumbo jet gets filled with more than 11,000 gallons of fire retardant.
That's the equivalent of about 3.5 large air tankers combined. You got one aircraft or you're working four aircraft. So risk management goes down. You don't have as many aircraft working.
The DC-10 is the largest of the new planes and perhaps best symbolizes the government's effort to upgrade. New Mexico-based 10 Tanker Air has built three of the jets for the Forest Service, and CEO Rick Hatton says the new planes are just better.
I don't know an incident commander who has ever run a fire and had a load of retardant come and say, you got here too soon and you brought too much. It's always the opposite.
These jets are only one piece of the Forest Service's firefighting toolkit, but Bill Honenberg, the fire manager who first used the DC-10 in Idaho 2 summers ago, says the new planes are helping firefighters get an upper hand early.
Boxing it in when it's smaller is a whole lot easier when it's bigger and gets established in some difficult fuel and difficult terrain.
The government hopes to have a roster of about 28 air tankers, a goal likely to be reached in the next 2 or 3 years. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Boise.